Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Coming up on your bonus podcast for today, we talk about the Chinese plant that Tesla opened for the Model 3, the Model Y, and all right, we'll talk about Elon's dancing. It's a special bonus edition of your EV News Daily. Show 662 today, the second one I'm making today, and I'm publishing a bonus episode all about Elon Musk and Tesla's Chinese launch of the locally made Model 3, plus the Model Y launch as well. And look out for a regular news update for today in your podcast feed with the rest of today's news. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to your bonus podcast for Wednesday, 8th of January. Elon Musk presided over a ceremony on Tuesday, yesterday, at a brand new multi-million dollar plant near Shanghai. It's the first outside the US. Now, the American company handed over the first Chinese-made Model 3 to the public yesterday. The car was a white version of the Model 3, and the owner was a man from the nearby city of, I would say, it's WUXI. My Chinese is not very good. So I'm probably going to butcher the name, but would it be Wuxi? I don't know. W-U-X-I. That's where he's from. And he picked up his brand new white Tesla Model 3, made in China. Deliveries to employees actually began last week, according to Bloomberg, in this article I found today. So if you are wondering about this and thinking, hang on, I heard that the deliveries had begun in 2019. Yeah, that was for the local employees who had bought the car, something that Tesla has done before. They've done with Founders editions as well, but not with this particular car, but it did go to the staff first. Bloomberg say that Elon Musk also introduced the Model Y crossover for the Chinese market, saying demand for the vehicle will probably outstrip all of Tesla's other models combined. Well, other plans that he announced on stage included forming a design and engineering center in China, just so that Tesla can eventually develop a whole brand new car from there. That's massive. Anytime you give Elon a microphone and a stage and some cameras, he's going to say something. And boy, did he ever. Yeah, he wants the design. He wants a local Chinese Tesla team to design a brand new car, much like the design team in the US. He mentioned the Cybertruck and said, look, we gave that team free rein to have fun. And look what they did with the Cybertruck. Can you imagine what you would do in China with so much history and heritage and great works of art? They got a big round of applause. Originally, the site of Gigafactory 3 was a muddy plot, says Bloomberg. About 90 minutes away from Shanghai. We say it's Shanghai, but you've got to drive an hour and a half, at least a couple of hours, outside the city centre to get to Gigafactory 3. And Elon did today, yesterday. I'm recording this, by the way, on Tuesday, obviously, for Wednesday's show. Having just watched the live stream, he did get out of a Model X when he arrived at the Gigafactory, was met by what looked to me like local managers of the plant, and as he stepped out of the car and walked into the factory, he was then followed very quickly with his whole team sort of squirreling after him. Tesla's Chinese plant quickly came online since it broke ground a year ago yesterday. It was 1 year ago on the 7th of January 2019 for the groundbreaking ceremony. Well, it took twice as long for Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada to start making batteries. The Chinese really have pulled out all the stops. Okay, next, Yes, we will talk about dad dancing. But first, let me play you this. This was after the dad dancing. He gave an introductory short message. I want to play you this in full. And he was just on a high. He was, I'm going to say, giddy. Elon was giddy. And having had a bit of a boogie on stage, he said, look, it's important. He said, I'm having fun. And it's important that when you come to work every day, you have fun. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, I think we want to be like, you know, as Grace was saying, just like we want to, you know, work hard, but then have a good time as well. And, you know, it's important to look forward to coming to work in the morning. And you spend a lot of your life at work, so you want to make it like a real good vibe, you know. It's like the acid test is, do you look forward to coming to work in the morning? And if not, we should fix it. So, yeah, it should be like, well, cool, work. You know, that should be great. So I very much support any actions in this direction. If you want to do some like quirky stuff or whatever, you know, in your work area, that's totally cool by me. Obviously, look at me, you know. I really want to thank, you know, the Tesla team and the government officials that have been really helpful in making this happen. You guys achieved like an incredible outcome that I think hardly anyone expected. And, you know, here we are with this kick-ass factory, and it looks great, you know, and it's, there's, you know, there's still obviously going to be challenges ahead. That's the way it goes. But I'm very impressed with this kind of work, and if you can get this done, you know, what else can we do? It's going to be a very exciting future. So.
Let's talk about it then. Have you seen the videos? Have you seen the pictures? If not, let me explain. Elon Musk did what Bloomberg and, what Business Insider, I saw the headline today, described it as a dad dance striptease. You know what? I actually can't disagree with that. It was a dad dance striptease. He was smiling. He was having fun. He shimmied on stage. He came on stage with a lady who was a Chinese lady who was speaking in both English and Chinese. And when the music stopped, because there was some music playing as he walked out on stage, and he shimmied. He shimmied on stage. And then when the music stopped, he was like, "Ah, what? Where's the music gone?" And the lady on stage with him said, "Oh, I'll bring the music back." And she said something in Chinese. I'm presuming it's to the sound people. "Bring the music back." And they did. If you need something to startle you awake, go and have a look at the pictures of the video online. Elon even posted footage himself, so he's not ashamed of it. He actually posted a link to the video straight after of what Business Insider said was a dad dance striptease. They said that the footage of Elon dancing had been posted on Twitter by members of the audience. Unlike the clip posted by Elon himself, though, the ones that were posted by the Chinese audience actually make clear how taken aback the crowd were. In a clip posted by Bloomberg's Selena Wang, the audience were gasping as he was doing his dancing on stage. And you know what? I can imagine that kind of event where the world is watching. Elon is flying halfway around the world to do a launch. The first customer is picking up his Model 3. I bet those people in the audience had to be there hours before. I bet they were spoken to by PR people, which is, you know, don't talk to the press. You're going to be on camera. All that kind of stuff. I bet they were drilled. Like, this is a really big, important event. And all of a sudden, like, the main man is just mucking about on stage. And they were like, whoa. You could see the looks on their faces. Like, whoa, he's so cool. Like, you probably go into that event a little bit nervous, a bit of apprehension of what's going to happen here, and the crowd lapped out. The crowd being all Tesla staff, of course, by the way. Well, he was so happy and dancing. We think it was dancing, anyway. He was so wrapped up in the moment that he even took off his jacket to the song. It was called More Than You Know by Axwell Ingrosso, in case you were wondering, says Gizmodo. He whipped off his jacket and started to boogie. And after he whipped his jacket off, it looked like he was doing the Walk Like an Egyptian dance by the Bangles. Which is just brilliant. What a way to celebrate the first delivery of cars from Tesla's new factory in Shanghai. Flew to China, took off his clothes on stage. It says Sky News in the UK, at a ceremony celebrating the first deliveries of Tesla vehicles produced and made in China. The 48-year-old danced, threw off his clothes, and high-fived employees in the crowd. The initial batch of vehicles produced at Gigafactory 3 rolled out last month as they began production in its first location outside the US. The first Model 3s to come off the factory line were delivered to Tesla employees on the 30th of December, and the facility, which is the first wholly foreign-owned car plant ever in China, is intended to produce 250,000 Model 3s and Model Y cars every year, and the battery cells that make up the battery packs, and that number could well increase. Shanghai-made Tesla still has room for price cuts as well, said the news portal The Paper, citing a report from Industrial Securities on Sunday, and that was reported by the China Daily website. The report noted that the made-in-China Model 3 is expected to lower the price to 197,000 yuan. Wow. That would be a very low price, after Tesla fully adopts a domestic supply chain in the future. Now, there's no sign that that is, you know, days or weeks away, but in the future, when the entire Model 3 has a domestic supply chain, the production cost of cars made in the Shanghai Gigafactory will be up to 30% lower, between 20 and 28% lower, than it costs Tesla to make them in Fremont in the USA. Said the report from Industrial Securities, Tesla cut the starting price recently of the Model 3, made in China, by 9%. They did that on Friday last week, and that was down to 323,000 yuan. So a long way to go to get it below 200,000. But that's what they say could happen with the cost savings that they could make. All right, I'm going to leave you with, I will be back after this audio, but I'm going to leave you with this audio. It's the closing remarks made by Elon, which, having just given you a story about the price, he directly addresses and thanks those people in China who have had to buy cars made in the US with import taxes, which were very expensive, which he says enabled them to do what they did today. Have a listen to this.
I'd like to just express a word of thanks to all of our customers in China, without which Tesla would not be here today. There's many people who took a chance on Tesla when Tesla was just a very small, much smaller company. I just want to say thank you for trusting your hard-earned money by buying our Tesla product. We were super appreciated. It's actually because you bought the Tesla cars when they were more expensive that we are able today to make them at a lower cost. So the early adopters have paid extra. It's true, but there's a reason, because we could not get to this point without the early adopters. And so I just want to say a word of thanks for paying the premium. Thank you. The goal of Tesla from the beginning has been to accelerate the advent of sustainable energy. And it's always tough when there's a new technology with the, different new manufacturing techniques. And you don't just have to design the product, but you've got to design and make the manufacturing system work. And the manufacturing system is probably 100 times harder than the prototype. And then as you increase the volume, it gets more and more difficult. And so this is the path of any new technology. It's not easy, I have to say. But we could not have done it without you. So I really want to just say thank you again. Well, sorry if I say thank you so many times, but it's really a big deal. You know, so we intend to make continue making a significant investment and increasing the investment in China, making the Model 3 and the Model Y and future models also in China. And I think something that would be, I think, super cool would be to, and so we're going to do it, we're going to try to do it, is to create a China Design and Engineering Center to actually design an original car in China for worldwide consumption. I think this will be very exciting. I think China has some of the best art in the world, and is like, and I think it's something that would be appreciated on a worldwide basis. And I think it should be done. We're going to do it. Try something just like kind of radical. You know, like Cybertruck. You know, nobody was expecting that. You know, and that's I think we should try to do something just like cool and different and something the world hasn't seen before. But like that really moves their heart. You know, it gets you right there. And that's the kind of product that you want. We wish there were more of those things in the world. Anyway, that's what we're going to do.
Well, thank you for listening to this bonus edition of the EV News Daily podcast, all about Elon and Tesla today. So you'll understand why I didn't put it in the regular news show, because some people, I know some people like it, and some people, they want a mix of news. And I appreciate that, and I respect that, and this isn't a pure Tesla podcast, so I thought I'd make two today. Gives you the option of picking and choosing. So if you would like to download and listen to the regular news episode, should be in your feed just before this one or on YouTube. And if you want to take part in question of the week, we're saying this week, what are your 2020 predictions for anything involved with EVs? Let me know. Email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. All right, tomorrow should be just one show. Should be. Slightly busy. I've got a really busy 4 days away. I'm working away for the next 4 days in Birmingham. Not Birmingham, but Birmingham, in the middle of this fine country. And so it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird being a new dad, 5 weeks into that, and then being away from home for 4 days. We always knew that this 4 days of work was, I've known for a year that I'd be doing this. So it's no surprise, but it's just going to be a little bit weird. But I'll be FaceTiming and I'll be calling, and well, hopefully you won't forget who I am. Anyway, a podcast will still happen, by the way, even if it's done very, very late at night when I get back to my hotel room after working all day. Podcast, as always, will happen. Look out for it. Thank you very much for listening today. Come and say hi on socials if you ever want to. Search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.